Pleased to be able to have a little part in this conference that you're attending. And I'm sure that if it's your first time at a conference, then maybe it's strange, but if you're like I was and am, I always get blessed at a Navigator conference, and I've attended many of them over the years. But the fellowship is great, and there's just something about it. And I think that two of the things that have impressed me over the years, that the thing that really drew me to the Navigators, you might detect I'm not an American. I was born in England and then moved to New Zealand about 24 years ago. So I'm what you call a mongrel. But, you know, there are two things that attracted me to the Navigators. One was the emphasis on the person of Christ, and the other was the emphasis on the Bible. And I would say those two emphases have really changed my whole life. And I don't think you get very far as a Christian if you don't have Christ in the right position in your life and the kind of the right appreciation of who he is. I don't think we can do very much about operating as a Christian if Christ isn't Lord of our lives. I met the Navigators way back about 1944 during the Second World War. That's some time ago now. And I became a Christian 40 years ago, back in 1937, back in the good old days. And one of the reasons why I'm sold on the Bible is because when I was approaching the ripe old age of 21, my sister bought me a Bible for my 21st birthday. I didn't really want it, didn't need it. She could have done something at that time, I thought, more, you know, she could have spent her money more wisely. But anyway, knowing my sister, I thought I'd better read it because she's going to ask me if I have done. And in doing that, God spoke to me. And the tool that the Spirit of God used to bring me to Christ was that Bible. And so I became a Christian because the Word of God acted as a weapon, and the Spirit of God used it and caused me to be concerned about my own spiritual welfare as a 21-year-old individual, who at that time, although I wasn't telling everybody that, I was really trying to figure out what life was all about and which direction I was going in. And the Bible really helped to put me on the right course as I read it. And then another important thing that the Bible did for me, I became a Christian in 1937. I went into the army, the British Army, in 1939, spent 6 years there. And I went into the army just hoping I could come out the same kind of person as I went in. I didn't even imagine I might come out any better. I didn't even think that was possible. I thought if I can just survive, that'll satisfy me. And so the years passed by, and I was doing my best just to keep my, you know, nose above the waterline there. And then the Lord led me and put me in touch with the Navigators, you know, over in Brooklyn, New York. Although I was in the army, I spent most of my time at sea carrying troops. And we used to carry American troops from New York to Scotland. I did about 21 round trips in about a year and 9 months across the Atlantic Ocean doing that. But it was during that period the Lord led me to the Navigators. And then I met a bunch of young men, sailors mostly, American sailors at that, who really, the only thing I knew of American sailors at that time is what I'd seen on the films with James Cagney and Victor McLaglen, you know. And they were always fighting the Marines in Hawaii or something like that. And I met a handful of, about 25 American sailors who were studying the Bible in the Navigator home in Brooklyn. And I was amazed at the knowledge of the Word. And the kind of people they were impressed me. And I thought, boy, you know, and I listened to them as they shared the Bible study. They did a simple ABC study, you know, A for a title, B for a best verse, C for a challenge, D for a difficulty, E for the eminent truth, F for the final study. It was all very, it was so simple, even I could understand it. And but the knowledge of the word impressed me. And then talking to them after the study was over, just to the kind of people they were. And there and then I thought, well, boy, Joe, this is what you've missed out on. And so I finished up with a little bee ration in my hand that night after the study, and a little book called Basic Bible Work for Young Believers. Well, I wasn't all that impressed with it because I'd been a Christian 7 years at the time, and I didn't consider that I was a young believer. I thought I'd been on the road, you know, as long as more than these people. But when I was a bit like Naaman, you know, when he was told to go and wash in the dirty old Jordan, he wasn't all that impressed. He thought there were easier things he could do. And so when they gave me this little bee ration with the four verses in it and basic Bible work for young believers, I thought, now, doesn't he realize I'm 28 years of age? I gave up learning verses when I was about 10 at Sunday school. And this is kid stuff, you know. So, but anyway, fortunately, I had two other friends with me who were Christians on the same ship. And so we went back to the ship and we kind of looked through this little booklet. And then, of course, I discovered that the bee ration told me how I could handle three of my major problems. One was, you know, assurance of salvation. The other was how to get victory over sin. And the other was how to get back in fellowship with God after you've sinned. And although I'd been a Christian 7 years, I didn't know the answer to one of those questions, really. And so that really helped me. And I would say, you know, so if we're talking about the value of the word, if it hadn't have been for that little introduction, that little beginning with Christ booklet, I wouldn't have been talking to you tonight. I possibly would have been in a little place called Birkenhead in England, struggling along with the rest of humanity, trying to figure out what life was all about. But in a wonderful way, God used that as the first stepping stone to begin to get into the Bible. And the Bible's become a wonderful book over the last 1944. That's about 3 years ago. And so you're here. You know, who knows? I was 29 when I met the Navigators and got into this. So much older than many of you who are here. I didn't get started until I thought I'd almost missed the boat. But so many of you are younger. Who knows what God's plan is for your life? But you see, but 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of the man or the woman whose heart is perfect towards God. And I don't think that means whose heart is sinless. I think it just means a heart that really is open to seek to do the will of God. And whenever God sees anyone with that attitude of heart, then God goes into action on his behalf and does things for him. And I wish I had the time just to share with you, but I haven't. My time is gone. But I'd just like to commend to you, this is a conference on the Bible. You know, I don't think any of us, we can be useful to God unless we're really available to him. I think it was Elton Trueblood said that no army would go into battle with only about 10% of the soldiers trained. And yet he said, there's just one army that does do that, and that's the Lord's army. And about 90% of the Lord's army are not trained. They don't really know how to use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, as they come into conflict with Satan and the world and the flesh and seek to live victoriously for the Lord. So let me commend to you this week. May God make this a new beginning for you. Or maybe you've got a little bit stale. May it be a fresh start and really bless you. Let me give you the greetings of the Pacific Area Navigators. The Navigators work in 33 countries around the world, and 10 of those countries are in the Pacific areas. And they include such countries as Japan and Korea, Taiwan, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, India, and other countries that we don't have official works in, but we have contacts there, such as East Malaysia in Sarawak and Sabah and Burma and these other countries. And I'm sure some of you do pray for the work. Some of you know some of the missionaries and with the navigators in that part of the world. And I'd like to just pass on to you their greetings and their love. And thank you for the privilege of being here just to share with you. Thank you.